Life in Nepal, Part 2. This South Asian country proved to be a world away. Look at the view. It's very beautiful, my translator encouraged me. Rolling hills and valleys stretched out before us, dotted with trees and tiny huts, but I could barely manage to glance at it. I clutched her arm instead. We were in a bus on an unpaved single-lane mountain road, mere feet away from the edge of a cliff. I didn't want to watch when we plunged to our deaths. We were on our way to Dalaka, a mountain village in Nepal where the nonprofit I was interning with had a field office. They were teaching local women how to read and write, how to tend to their family's basic needs, and how to use and pay back a microloan. I was excited and terrified. The bus ride alone was making me have second thoughts. People crowded into the seats and aisles, and chickens and goats rode on the luggage rack on top. There was no door on the bus, but a man stood in the opening to watch how close we got to the edge of the cliff. The 8-hour journey passed to the sound of old Bollywood love songs that crackled over ancient speakers. Thankfully, the bus made it to Dolaka safely. Our accommodations consisted of a humble farmhouse that was a combination of cement, wood, tin, and packed mud. The nonprofit's office occupied the first floor, the kitchen and our bedrooms the second floor. A family of five lived in a loft above. Both the second and third floors were accessible only by wooden ladders. As an intern, my job was to take photos, conduct interviews, and write articles. I would then send them to the nonprofit's headquarters in New York to be used on their website. But I had a difficult time conveying my experience there. What words could I use to describe something so foreign to me? Village life was slow, simple, and mostly disconnected from the rest of the world. There were a few electric lights, but no indoor plumbing, no internet, and cell phone reception was poor. The locals were curious about the foreign girl and stared openly, but they were also friendly. I was living a world away from everything I was used to. But out on those terraced hillsides, soaking in the sun and sipping tea with my Nepali neighbors, I didn't really mind. Word bank. Clutch. I clutched my purse tightly as we wandered through the crowded market. Plunge. The car drove off the bridge and plunged into the river below. Luggage rack. Can you put my bag up on the luggage rack? I'm too short to reach it. Crackle. At night, the campers sang songs and listened to the campfire crackle. Accommodations. Stephanie found very nice accommodations for us in Hong Kong. Conduct. The boss will conduct interviews for the job next Monday. Plumbing. Carolyn's family finally put indoor plumbing in their old farmhouse. They can shower inside now. Terrace. The sides of the mountain are terraced so that farmers can grow their crops. More information. Microloan. Bollywood. Loft. Talk about it. Have you ever been a volunteer? What did you do? Talk about a time when you did something scary. How did you overcome your fear?